Much of the story was in the streets in Chicago at the Democratic Convention in 68, and some of the real events, the demonstrations, the violence, wound up as background footage for a motion picture called Medium Cool. Medium Cool came out in 1969, 1 year after Chicago's convention. It's the story of a television news cameraman. It's the story of violence and a certain disconnect with society, especially in the summer of 68. Some of the worst fighting of the Vietnam War happened that year. The Kennedys had been killed. Martin Luther King had been assassinated. Cities had been on fire. And the Democratic Convention was coming to Chicago. Haskell Wexler, the director and cinematographer, decided to shoot his script about a news cameraman amid the actual events in Chicago. He would have his actors ready and his film crew. Delegates and demonstrators would be his extras, and the streets and parks of Chicago would be his sets. Mr. Wexler knew trouble was coming and filmed earlier that summer as the Illinois National Guard troops were training. They were practicing how they would handle a demonstration.
I found out that the Illinois National Guard was training in Michigan, and although I assumed it would be more secretive, I was able to get in through a contact I had in the Coast Guard, actually, to go up there and shoot the training.
We've given you everything that we thought you needed. I've left you use our swimming pool every 4th of July. We've operated the liquor store with a minimum of profit. I understand that you have some problems.
You could see that they were anticipating some kind of confrontation, as the Chicago police now are being trained for the contemporary convention.
The one coming up.
Yes.
Had you heard of this being done in a film before, placing actors and film crews in front of a real situation that had that much of a dynamic structure to it?
Yes, I saw a British film, I can't remember the name of it, where they had a scene in a huge marketplace, utilizing the production value of actual events, actual places, actual conditions. So it was often done in parades, for example, and in a number of films where you have a great deal of activity, people interested in doing their thing, and you infiltrate your actors into that background. So that was done many times, perhaps not in such a volatile situation as we saw in Chicago.
When you got into the time of the actual demonstrations, your actress, Verna Bloom, is in the parks and around the downtown area there, ostensibly in the film, looking for her young son who's not come back home overnight. And visually, I want to ask you, as a cinematographer, you must have planned this. She's from Appalachia. She's wearing a very short yellow dress, bright yellow dress, has red hair and high-heeled white shoes. She looks totally out of place, but we can always follow her through the action, through the demonstrations there.
Well, I remember the assumption at that time is that she put on her good dress. Normally, she had her sort of working dress, her house clothes, and she has one good dress. And when she was going out into the world, she put on her good dress. And also, some of it was for just dramatic emphasis to pose her as a definite outsider, someone who's in a strange world, rather insane world, actually.
We see her with the troops and with the police who are beating the demonstrators, and there's tear gas around. Did you feel that she was in danger at some point of being hurt?
I was so consumed with making the film, being that distanced cameraman, looking through the finder, looking at the real world through the fake or contrived world of filmmaking, that I wasn't seriously concerned for her safety. I should have been, and she wasn't. And of course, she was very brave and very involved. But her fear and her apprehensions her fear of the danger was real and correct for the part. So I let her suffer a little bit.
Did it turn out to be worse than you expected, the intensity of the demonstrations and the response?
Very much worse than I expected. The confrontation was very much worse than I expected. I think that elements of the causes of that convention confrontation are very much present today, but both sides are more sophisticated because everything is film, everything is tape, everything is show, everything is unreal and real, everything is like commercial. Images are presented to evoke certain attitudes, certain thoughts, and content and reality take a back seat. At that time, the hippies, as Caramine called them, the anti-war people, were more conscious of theater, were more conscious of presenting images which could be recorded and would say something about the rebellion. Now it's really slick, and you look at the way it's going to be in Chicago this year, which is, I think it's 28 years later. They're going to have two big parking lots set up for demonstrators, and there's a lottery, and you take a lottery ticket, and you decide who gets to speak, and who gets to demonstrate, and for how long they get to demonstrate. So it's basically set up like a film where you have cutaways. You have this group and that group. And the sophistication of the media and the complicity of the media with people in power, mostly, is great. They're presenting a show to the American people. And that show was something in 1968 was far less sophisticated. You can be sure that there won't be any violence in Chicago this year.
Filmmaker Haskell Wexler talking with us from Los Angeles about his 1969 movie set at the 1968 Democratic Convention. It was called Medium Cool.